Every month, Utah gets a foreclosure ranking.
Utah has, you know, flirted with being in the top 10 and one of those top-tier states.
But RealtyTrack's Vice President Darren Bloomquist says last month Utah's ranking dropped significantly.
Dropped to the 26th highest foreclosure rate in the country, and a foreclosure rate that's well below the national average.
That's more than a 70% fall from a year ago and an 11-point drop from June, which is why Bloomquist says it might be too good to be true.
My red flags go up when I see this, and because when we see big drop-offs like this, it usually has to do more with artificial intervention into the market rather than a natural decline or a natural improvement in the market, which would usually be more of a gradual decrease in foreclosure activity.
Will Vandertoolen, Director of Counseling Services at AAA Fair Credit Foundation, a housing assistance and credit counseling service, says the latest report doesn't match up with what he's been seeing in recent weeks.
We're seeing an increased need for foreclosure prevention services here in our agency.
Vandertoolen notes not everyone coming into their office will end up filing a foreclosure notice, and he says he remains hopeful that even if Utah's 26th ranking doesn't stick, its downward trend will.
We hope that we can be excited about this. If we've been, you know, hit by foreclosure so heavily for so many months and years now that, I mean, a lot of the properties that may have been in jeopardy have already gone through the foreclosure cycle.
California, Arizona, and Florida had the highest foreclosure rates in the nation for July. From KCPW News in Salt Lake City, I'm Jessica Gale for Utah Public Radio.